International war crimes charges are finally brought on Sudan's genocide. Ministry strengthens partnerships to bring healing to Sierra Leone. And China's on track for a Bible boom. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. The International Criminal Court is charging Sudan's president, Omar al-Bashir, with genocide. Peter Vandermeulen is coordinator for social justice for the Christian Reformed Church in North America. He says many agencies support the move. However,
the initial reaction was very strong. The statement in the United Nations by the Sudanese ambassador called Mr. Ocampo a criminal. So it could get worse before it gets better, but at some point, I think a decision has to be made. Is the rule of international law a serious thing, or is it not?
Sudan's ruling party predicts more bloodshed in Darfur, and aid work could be seriously jeopardized. Vandermeulen agrees that the international community must act. Believers especially are called to prayer because
we say this has to happen because it's the right thing to do. It's the just thing to do. It's the loving thing to do. When we say that as believers, the power of the gospel is proclaimed all over the world, not just in Sudan.
Meanwhile, voters in Sierra Leone believe the post-Civil War climate is improving. For the second time in over three decades, local elections were held. It's an encouraging sign of freedom in a region that was synonymous with brutality. HCJB Global's Dee Walker says their radio partners there are part of the rebuilding solution.
We're looking at primary health care in various places in Sierra Leone and drilling wells and working with latrines, because we realize that primary health care in a place like Sierra Leone is what we need to do. Most of the folks in the places where we work do not have access to clinics and hospitals.
Plans are in the works to jumpstart the medical ministry side.
We are being the voice of Jesus, proclaiming the gospel message. It's one thing to proclaim the gospel message to someone who is healthy, and it's another thing to proclaim it to someone who is in dire need of medical need. So we try to fuse the two together, integrate them in such a way that they see that we are not just a talking head.
You're listening to Mission Network News. A booming Bible industry is turning an atheistic nation into the world's largest supplier of Bibles. China's on track to become one of the world's largest producer of Bibles, but according to Open Door's Carl Muller,
much is made of the fact that the Chinese government, through its Amity Press, has recently printed its 50 millionth Bible. That is a wonderful statistic, except when you realize that there may be up to 100 million believers in China, and you also realize that 10% of the Amity Press Bible printing goes for export.
Believers are benefiting from the pragmatic business approach to the commerce of the Bible. Muller says prayer makes a big difference in getting the gospel out, and there's still a lot of work to do.
If at best we're talking about maybe 45 million Bibles for 100 million believers, we're talking about 55 plus million believers in China who still have yet to have their first Bible. And that's if every Bible that Amity Press has ever printed is still in circulation.
Meanwhile, the General Assembly of the Presbyterian Church has passed a resolution condemning human rights violations in the Philippines. International Christian Concern says 26 pastors and lay leaders have been killed for speaking out on social issues like poverty, landlessness, and corruption. One pastor spent a year in jail, but a trial date was never set. Pray that the church would not give in to fear, but will boldly proclaim the hope of the gospel. And speakers from all over the world encouraged over 1,000 people to serve God humbly and faithfully. At Gospel for Asia's Renewing Your Passion Conference, founder K.P. Yohanan and other keynotes explained that God's not looking for spiritual superheroes. Instead, he's looking for faithful servants who prayerfully rely on him. Pray for the conference attendees to leave with renewed passion for reaching the lost of South Asia for God's glory. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Message for the Mission, a devotional journal from Buckner International, is yours free for the asking. It's a devotional that'll inspire, educate, and bring missions experiences to life. When you request your copy, you'll be entered to win a free mission trip with Buckner in 2009. Call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. Click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.